This is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for Wednesday, January 10th, 2007. So around the 4.5 minute mark, somewhere there, you will hear me say I had a lovely gentleman by the name of A. Hacking. I didn't have him as an amore. I did some cassette transcription for him. So I thought I should make that clear. Because I know when I heard it, I thought, uh-oh. Well, anyway. Today, Hope and I will be creating a group in Outlook Express. Hope is on Skype.
Hello.
And so is her cell phone.
Well, it just wanted to comment, you know, because it was feeling left out.
Oh, okay. Now, Skype is working well now, and we hope that it works for the life of at least the, I'm going to unplug these headphones.
Okay.
So there's going to be some sort of handling noise and what have you, but, you know. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm using the R9. It's on 192. I find that I like the 192 of the R9. I don't want to say better, but it does sound a bit better than the 192.
I'm going to try that myself.
It's just, crash. It's just my headphones hitting the microphone.
It went.
Because, you know, we have to go through some trauma.
Now, exactly.
If need be, I will open or use my jaws. But really, we're going to have Miss Hope do it. I might actually do the thing first and then have Hope do it because... Only because I think my jaws will be louder at this point than hers. Okay. Hope, you ready? We'll do this together. Excellent. She's already there. Control-Shift-B.
Control-Shift-B. Address book. Main identity. Type name or select from list. Edit. 192,000.
Now.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. My jaws kind of went a little...
Okay.
Speedy.
So let me just wait for Miss Hope. Now, okay. Once you do... the control shift B, you can do one of two things here, Hope. You can either do Alt F, which will obviously open the file menu, and if obviously was a term that I shouldn't have used, well, excuse me, but it will open the file menu.
Alt F, menu, file menu, new contact.
And if you use your down arrow,
new group, control G.
You hear new group, control G. So that means I'm going to actually press the Alt key and leave the menus. And I'm just going to press Control G.
Control G. Properties dialog. Group page. Group name. Edit.
Excellent. Group name. This is the funkiest box, I'm telling you. It really is. It's just weird. You're supposed to be able to just kind of add them individually here. But the way I'm going to do it today, I think, is a lot easier. So... I'm going to put friends.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
Excellent. And so did Hope. Hope, we will now tab one time to the select members button.
Tab, friends, properties, dialog, group page, select members button.
Activate, press.
Is that what yours said, Hope?
That's exactly what it said. I think pretty much in tandem.
Okay. Now, why JAWS feels it necessary to say that whole everything before it says select, you know, friends button, we don't know. But I have found that my students, you know, who are using JAWS don't actually want to listen to JAWS. And that's crucial because at the end of that whole harangue, that whole message, it really did say...
Select friends button.
Exactly. So what are we going to do here, Hope?
Spacebar, probably?
Yep.
Because
that's what
you have to do with the rules.
Mm-hmm. Either will work, but let's do the spacebar.
Okay.
Space. Friends, properties, dialog. Select group members, dialog. Type name or select from list. Edit.
Type in text. Alt plus Y.
Now, who wants to go through person by person? You know, you can if you want to, but I suggest you tab, and I believe it's three times, until you hear it say something about a list. There you go. And I'm going to tab.
tab.
Find button.
To activate tab.
Two. Combo box. Main identity.
Tab.
Address list.
Three.
A hacking now. Comma hacking app.
Hacking. I actually had a gentleman very kind, and his first name is A, and his last name is, well, it's not A, but, and his last name is Hacking. So now let's say we want to, the idea is to go to the first person in your group that you would like to use or to add. So if I wanted to add A Hacking, he's highlighted now. But I'm just going to see if I have anyone a little more interesting, just so that I can. So, Hope, you go to the first person that you would like to add to your group.
L for Matt's cat. Add L for Matt's
dog. Oh, all for Matt. Okay, that's Paul Hopkins. I'll add him.
Is it possible to do first letter navigation here?
It's so funny you should ask me. I just got asked that question today. I do not know. We will
find out now.
Now.
Yes,
you,
it is.
You can do it at this point, but at this next juncture, if you will, we are going to, once you get to the first person, you want to hold your control key.
Okay.
And you want to do a very common select non-contiguous items feature or function. My control finger is down. I'm using the left control. I'm going to use the down arrow.
Not selected. Amrish Supram Singh 032754.
Amrish, God love him. He helps me get my pay. Down arrow.
Not selected. Andrew J. LaPointe.89C4.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to suggest. I'm going to select Andrew J. LaPointe or LaPointe.
Control space.
Andrew J. LaPointe.
Now, I'm going to try to press a letter. Well, you know what? I don't think we can do this. You'd have to kind of move your. It takes you out of the. While I'm holding the control key down, if I want to press a letter that's on my left side, I'd have to lift up my finger.
Right.
So I'm going to use the down arrow.
Yep.
And I'm basically selecting every other one. I selected Mr. LaPointe with a space bar.
Not selected. Ann Morris, please. Ann Morris, up 5.
Okay, Ann Morris, this is great.
Control space.
Ann Morris, please. Ann Morris, up.
Now, if I didn't want Ann Morris Bliss and I hit her by mistake, I'm going to press space bar again.
Control space.
Down arrow.
Not selected. Adramus CS. Com Adramus CS. Co 601.
Okay, she's fine. I'll space.
Control space.
Adramus CS. Com Adramus CS.
Down arrow.
Not selected. Audrey Shading AJG7.
Okay. And down arrow again.
Not selected. Barbara Fried. NIMSF.
Okay, that's fine.
Control space.
Barbara Fried.
Okay. This group is only for test purposes.
Right.
I would not put these people together.
Nor would I.
Generally.
I have an interesting set here.
I believe it. Now, we're going to try to do the old famous shift, insert, down arrow, and see if Jaws reads our selected text. I have no clue whether it will. Here we go.
Selection is L for Matt's CAC, at L for Matt's CAC, Andrew J, LaPointe, LaPointe89C, Adramus CS, com, Adramus CS, com, Barbara Bright,
mine says nothing selected.
Com.
That's just beautiful.
But I did select.
I believe you did, and we will verify that you selected in our next step. That's why I decided to work along with you. We enter. I have 4 addresses selected. I'm going to enter.
Enter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing. It does not say anything. We are dealing with several panes. P-A-I-N-S's, if you want to call
Pretty
them.
Much.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's happened visually. On my left pane, I still see my selected addresses. And in the right pane, I see the 4 addresses that I've chosen. We are now going to move to those addresses by using the tab key. Hope, let me do it first so that I can tell you what you'll hear.
Tab.
Okay. New contact button.
To activate tab.
Properties button.
To activate press space bar tab.
Select button.
To activate press tab.
List to list view.
Okay.
L for Max Cat.
Act
1 of 4. To move to item, use the arrow keys. Alt plus M.
I love it. It tells me that there are 1 of 4 addresses here. Hope, go ahead.
Only one? I did more than one.
Let us return to the list. with a shift tab.
Oh, beautiful.
For spacious skies.
Select button.
Now, return to, go to the first person if it is indeed Larry.
Wait.
Now, this is actually great, because what would happen if the person did not get it? Some of my students wind up with nothing over there. Okay.
I don't see a list here. I just has the, unless I have to.
You need to shift tab back to your address book.
See, okay. When I just did it one time.
Okay.
Now, it's selecting. It's not selecting.
Okay, well,
it's doing its, you know, where you...
It's doing that odd thing you were telling me, where it's not doing the control.
Yeah.
And it's saying control space.
Right.
Have you tried banging on your control key back and forth? That's a technical way of sort of fixing that.
I've done that with the alt keys.
And sometimes it fixes itself. Oh.
Well.
Okay, now.
Ew, and of all things to select.
Oh.
Or not select. Oh my god, how many do I have for her? Well, it's not...
And we got a lovely Skype there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
What's going to happen is I'm going to continue, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
I'm not going to turn anything off because, you know, things don't always happen the way we think. So I'm still... they should. I'm still sitting on my first address.
Andrew J. LaPointe. Andrew C.S. Barbara Fried.
Fine. I'm going to tab to the OK button.
Tab. OK button. Activate. Press.
Lovely. It's one tab away. I'm going to space bar just because it's here.
Space. Address book. Main identity. Friends.
And it takes you back. Oh, I should have let it play.
Title is Friends Properties. Pages. Group.
Friends Properties. So it actually looks at the name you've given it and says, this is your friend's properties page. Visually, there is a box or a pane that shows my four addresses, and I'm going to tab to the OK button and press the Enter key.
Tab. New contact button. Tab. Remove button. Tab. Properties button. Tab. Name. Edit. Type in tab. Email. Edit. Type in tab. OK button.
Those fields are there if you want to add them individually.
OK button.
I'm going to space bar. I said I was going to enter, but I'm pressing the space.
Space. Type name or select from list. Edit.
Your group is made. Now you can actually escape.
Escape.
Judith Gerber Barrow, April 2nd.
And when you do a Control N for new mail.
Control N.
New message to edit.
Type in text.
And type capital F.
F. Ryans.
Ions. Ryans. Okay. Ryans. I love it. So there's friends. And you just go through creating your mail and sending your mail as usual. Now, that is the way it is supposed to happen. Hope, you tell me what you would like to do. Would you like to try it again, or do you think your control key just isn't working? Hope?
It works for some things, but it doesn't work for, like... It doesn't let me select non-contiguous files.
And so if it's not going to allow you to select, if it's not allowing you to select non-contiguous files, you're going to have a hard time doing this. Because you won't always want. Now, you, madam, then, might have to do it the other way. You know when you get into that box... For the first time, that property, that box that I said to tab three times,
yes.
Until you get to the list, you might actually have to put the names in there. And I guess you can separate them with commas, but I've never done it that way. But you can certainly try, since you're having trouble selecting non-contiguous items. But folks, that is indeed...
That's what I think I'll have to do.
Okay. All right. But you can summarize for us.
I will.
Go ahead.
Wait, you were saying?
Well, you were going to summarize how we at least attempt to do it.
No, I was just saying that's what I'm going to have to do, but I think Skype was... I don't think it sent it to you for about 10 seconds after.
Okay. Do you want to summarize it all, verbally, or...
You're doing really well, actually. I might get hissed and...
Okay.
In the middle of my sentences.
All right, so here we go. Control-Shift-B to open the address book. Control-G to open the group's properties page. Type in a name for your group, tab, to the Select Members button, spacebar, or enter. Now, for those brave souls who would like to put in who need to put in the names individually, I have never done it. Try it, get back to me, or put it on a list somewhere and say, hey, this is how you can do that. I tab three times. I choose the group members either by just using them. You might be able to choose them individually as well. For instance, highlight a person, enter. Highlight a person, enter. Hopi is going to try that next. She didn't know that, but she is going to try that. Because we're going to have success with Hope somehow. So I do it by finding the first person in the group, holding down the control, pressing the down arrow, and space barring on the next person that I want. You can also do shift and arrow keys. Once you have selected or highlighted or highlit, if you prefer, all of your group members.
Oh, highlight.
You know, I have a potential student who uses that word all the time. You enter. You then tab until you hear something about a list, and it'll actually, JAWS should say the first person in the group. And it'll say one of however many members there are in the group. You tab once to the OK button, press the space bar or enter key. It takes you back to the group's property page. Tab to the OK button and press enter. Now, I am going to go through with Miss Hope once again, doing this on an individual basis. Here we go. It might not be pretty, but it might be the way to go.
Escape. Outlook Express dialog. Do you want to save changes?
No.
And Outlook Express.
Control Shift B.
Control Shift B.
Address book.
Control G.
Control G.
Properties type.
You there with me, Hope?
I am.
Now, well, I guess if we had friends, we should have enemies, but that doesn't make any sense. Why would you send an email?
Right?
Okay, folks, now when you do that, remember, as I told someone this morning, if you have something like friends and friends too, then you need to be sure that when you type FR or whatever, you need to space and put the two. You need to make the, you know, you need to type in the group, because you know Outlook Express does that whole autocomplete thing.
Right.
So you have to make sure that the group name that you want is in the two field. I'm going to call these...
It might allow me to do friends again because I didn't get to save it.
It might, indeed.
That's the only reason I did that.
Okay. I'm going to put family.
F-A-M-I-L-Y.
And none of these people are my family, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to tab.
Tab.
Family properties dialog. Group page. Select members button.
Select.
I'm going to enter because my finger's there.
Enter.
Family properties dialog. Select group members dialog. Type name or select from list. Edit.
Type.
Yikes. So you can actually put in, if you know all the names of your family members, I guess you can put them here. I'm going to tab.
Tab.
Find button.
To activate.
Well, you can find. Tab again.
Tab.
Combo box. Main identities contacts.
Two of two.
Main identities would be your contact. I'm going to tab again.
Tab.
Address list view. Hacking now. Comment hacking app.
Let's use Mr. Hacking. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
He moves to the other side of the pane. So
okay,
now you
cool.
can, yeah. So now you can come on down as many times as need be. I'm going to go down five times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Beautiful. I'm going to enter.
Enter.
Address book. Domain identity.
Now, when I did that, when I did that, it took me back to the group page.
Yeah, I entered and it took me
so
out.
So we may not want to do that.
Did.
And now I have only a hacking. So a hacking cough. Let's go back to, now, the other thing about this eccentric dialog box is, let's see if we can find the select members button again.
Shift tab.
List of group members, list view, attack and battle, com.
I did a shift tab and it said list of group members and it only named one.
Shift tab.
Group name, edit, family.
Type in text, alt, shift tab.
Group tab.
The switch pages, press control tab.
Yep. So I'm going to, and select members may or may not even be here.
Tab.
Group name, edit, family.
Type in
family.
Text. Tab.
List of group members, list view, attack and battle, com.
Well.
Tab.
Select members button.
Ah, here it is. Oh, they had to move it, folks. They just had to move it. So we're going to press the space bar on select members.
Space.
Family properties dialog. Select group members.
All right, now. We're going to tab to the list of members.
Tab.
Find button.
Tab.
Combo box. Main.
Tab.
Address list. List view. Attack and battle. Combo. Attack and battle.
Well.
Alpha Max Cat. Act. Alpha Max.
Alpha Max.
Amrish Supram Syncus.
Let's put Amrish. Now, I know if I enter one time, it will indeed put Amrish.
Enter.
It did that. And the really awful thing is that your focus remains in the list. So it's deceptive. You think you can then go down.
Andrew J. LaPointe.
Yes. And then.
And Morris List.
But we know what's going to happen. So I'm going to try fooling it. And I'm going to tab back to the list.
Tap.
New contact button.
Tap.
Properties button.
Tap.
Select button.
Tap.
List to list view.
Tap.
Okay button.
Tap.
Cancel button.
Tap.
I don't care how many times it takes.
Tap.
Find button.
Tap.
Combo box.
Tap.
Address list to list view.
I'm back.
AdramusCS.com. AdramusCS.com.
And let's.
Audrey Shaden. Shaden. Barbara Fried. Barbara Difier. Barbara.
Okay. Let's. I'm going to take my next one, Barbara Difier, as it pronounces it so, as it butchers it so horribly. And enter.
Enter.
Address book.
And a...
Well.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have learned our lesson. We cannot... Now, here's... I'm going to try this one more time, and I'm going to press the application key to see if that offers us any help.
Good idea.
This is an excellent exercise, actually. We're going to tab.
Tap.
New contact button.
Tap.
Remove button.
Tap.
Properties button.
Tap.
Name. Edit.
Tap.
Email. Edit.
Tap.
OK button.
Activate. Tap.
Cancel button.
Activate. Press space. Tap.
Group tab.
The switch pages.
That would be nice.
Tap.
Group name. Edit. Family.
Family. I'm going to tab again.
Tap.
List of group members. List view. Amrish Supram.
Yes.
Tap.
Select members button.
Select members button is now here. And we space bar.
Space.
Family properties dialog.
Tab. Three times.
Tap. Tap. Tap.
Address list. List.
Address list. And I'm going to press. I'm going to go.
Adam CS. Barbara Black. Barbara Dive. Barrage Media Resources.
Okay, Barrage. Butchered Barrage Media Resources. Application key.
Application.
First contact option menu. Is select.
To navigate, press up and down arrow key.
New submenu.
New.
Action submenu.
I.
Action.
Properties.
R.
Properties.
Find people.
F.
Find people.
Select.
T.
I'm going to enter on select.
Yep.
Enter.
Leaving menu. Address list.
No. I'm going to go down.
Battle work, work
yes.
Or BCT, when quoted.
And go to BCT. No, let's go to another one. That's a whole group.
Beth, FBO Fox, Beth.
Okay, that's fine, Beth. And I'm going to application key.
Applications.
Context menu, select.
And I'm going to enter.
Enter.
Leaving menus.
That works. Oh, that works!
That's good. That's very, very good.
So let's summarize how we did this after a fashion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're having trouble with your control key, what do you do, Hope?
You do not enter on the second name. If you don't enter when you're in the list view, application select is beautifully the first option in the menu. Because for some bizarre reason, My control key works to shut up JAWS, but it doesn't work to do selecting. I cannot explain this. I do not know.
Now, for those people who were... Thank you, Hope. For those people who were paying attention, there is a select button along the way, but you need to tab to it. So take your pick and choose your poison, because you can go to this next person. I'm going to go to another person. I'm still in my family group. Okay, this person isn't even here, so this is just fine. And I'm going to tab.
Tab. No contact button.
And tab again.
Tab.
Properties button.
Tab again.
Tab. Select button.
Now see, that select button is like three tabs away.
Space.
And you enter or space bar or whatever you do. You know, I think the application key is so much easier.
Absolutely.
Do you agree, my dear?
I do. There's supposed to be a hotkey for it. It's, hold on. Alt plus T, but I don't know that that really works. Let's try it.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Well, I don't know if it selected it.
Now, Hope brings up a very good thing. She doesn't know if it selected it. We're going to tab. Now, we have Mr. Ganguly, in my list. I don't know who Hope chose as her last person, but I'm going to tab. And if Mr. Ganguly is the last person in my list, I know it worked.
Tab. List the list view. Attack and add.
1 of 5.
And I'm going to do an end. As soon as... okay, cool.
It worked.
End.
Yep. And it did.
So Alt-T will also select.
So let us tell them again. If you up and down arrow through your address list, if you're not comfortable using the control key, or if it is not working on that day, it has a headache or something, you can do Alt-T. You highlight the person and do Alt-T. You can highlight the person and press the application key and enter on select. You can also tab 3 times to the select button and enter. Huh.
If your control key lost control,
yes.
Alt-T.
Say that again. If your control key has lost control.
I said, if your control key has lost control, Alt-T or applications. Really,
yes.
Those are the easiest things.
I mean, really, tabbing to the select button is just goofy.
However, if it's what you enjoy doing,
yes.
Everybody has their way. And don't even try to change their way because...
They won't have it.
No.
I know that there are folks out there who love the long way. They said, we are supposed to tab in dialogue boxes and by God... That's
exactly
what I'm going to do. This has been a fantastic session because...
Yes, it has.
Thank you. Thank you, Hope, for helping
me
with it.
Thank you for allowing me to be your student. With Skype's foibles and hissings and all that.
Well, but you know, the beautiful thing is that now I can go back to my students and I can then say, students, this is what you do. All right. So, folks, that
Thank
is...
Thank you, Professor.
You're welcome. That is creating a group in Outlook Express. I do not know if it works the same in Outlook. I am not challenging that it works the same. I just don't know. All right, folks. Bye. Miss Hope?
Yes?
You want to say bye?
Bye, everyone. Enjoy... If you have control, enjoy it while you can.
Because you may not have it often.
You may lose it.
Yes.